these holes at the bottom of the ship with propellers in them.
You can't get out that way, sweetie. Please tell him you can't.
But I can.
The adventure begins in mid-ocean as passengers on the luxury liner Poseidon celebrate New Year's Eve. With no warning, a massive wave swamps the ship, pushing it over, 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 until it's fully capsized, still afloat, but upside down.
Now, we're not sure exactly what happened here, but our best guess is that we were struck by what is known as a rogue wave. They're rare, they're unpredictable, and they are lethal. Now, the good news. The instant this ship was struck, emergency GPS locator beacons were launched, so we are at most several hours from rescue.
The captain's assurances notwithstanding, professional gambler Dylan Johns, played by Josh Lucas, has sailed enough voyages to know that the odds are not in their favor if they just wait for rescue. And several passengers agree with him.
You think you can get us off this boat safely?
What? Us?
Captain's saying we should stay here.
I wouldn't put a lot of faith in what the captain would say. I'm an architect. These ships weren't designed to stay afloat upside down.
In a world literally turned topsy-turvy, the small band sets out to find a way up, what used to be down, to the engine rooms, where they hope the propeller shafts will provide a way out of the sinking vessel. Based on The Poseidon Adventure, a 1969 novel by Paul Gallico, the 1972 film version became the template for the disaster drama genre. Josh Lucas says this new Poseidon tries to add realism to the conventions of the genre.
The original, to me, is it's good fun, but there's really nothing about it that is that realistic, really, and when you go back and look at it, and that's kind of the joy of it. And I felt the battle that we had was trying to make a movie that, yes, is a fun action summer ride. Yeah, I mean, it's escapism. It's kind of joyful Hollywood escapism in a way. And yet at the same time, we have a movie that deals with a terrible disaster scenario and trying to make it seem as genuine and legitimate as possible and yet be fun to watch. Yeah, I mean, it's a big summer fun action movie. But what we tried to battle with is making it have some sense of integrity the entire time.
So we gotta go back down one level and we find another way up.
What? Go back down? We just came through there. There's another way. You go that way and you die.
We didn't look through every corridor. We'll find another way.
Robert, you do whatever you want. I'm getting across.
Now, wait a minute. You got a better idea, Dylan. No, Molly.
Robert, I don't got another way, but I'm getting across. Just give me a minute.
You get stuck here, you'll die.
Kurt Russell plays politician Robert Ramsey, who had been a firefighter earlier in his career, so he knows a thing or two about escape from danger. But Russell likes that these details only come out during the course of the adventure.
You don't know anything about these people. They don't know anything about each other, really. Some of them don't even know their names. That struck me as interesting when I was reading the script, because I think it can often be true in our lives that the four or five most critical hours of our life could be spent with people you don't know at all, and you could be entirely dependent upon them to save your life at some point, and they on you, and you don't know anything about them.
Poseidon is a return to a watery setting for German-born director Wolfgang Petersen, who first won international acclaim with the 1981 submarine drama Das Boot.
Obviously, I like to work with water. I found it very, very dramatic. I grew up in Hamburg, north of Germany. I'm close to the water. I always liked it so much. Hanging out there, looking at the endless horizon was always a wonderful thing to let your imagination just fly. And then also watching when the water was coming and when it really got bad. And the power of water is unbelievable. I was always impressed as a kid already how strong. But then also when you, as a filmmaker, a storyteller, when you have the feeling, okay, I'm a lot of them boats here, if you have the feeling you are out or lost on a boat and you just don't know how to get back, or the boat is sinking or whatever, and you are just stuck, it's a great dramatic setting.
You go first. Come on. You go first. Come on, give me your hand.
Rather than rely on computer-generated images, Petersen built elaborate upside-down sets, complete with flames and flooding waters, to drench his Poseidon cast with the reality of their character situations. But co-star Richard Dreyfuss says, in the end, it is a disaster movie meant to entertain.
You have to surrender to the genre. Yes, you've got to go with it. You can't fight it. You can help it. You can critique it. You can try to make it better within itself. But you can't make apples out of oranges, and you shouldn't try.
There's an open hatch right here!
Poseidon also features Australian actress Jacinda Barrett as a single mom traveling with her young son. New Yorker Emmy Rossum plays the headstrong daughter of Kurt Russell's character. And Argentina-born Mia Maestro, known for the TV adventure Alias, is a stowaway who joins the attempt to escape. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.